Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 1st. Happy July 2014. A quick shout out or two before I introduce today's special guest, which is Mike Kellogg, host of Music Through the Night. First, a little birdie said that today, Lolita Jr., also known as Chris McConkie, becomes a director. More to say about her tomorrow. And we had a great dinner last night at the Olive Garden. Many pilgrims from our March 2013 trip to the Holy Land gathered because Mary Bowl was in from Texas, and these lifelong relationships continue as we gathered and had a great meal, fellowship time, and a few hours worth of storytelling. Well, a master storyteller who's calling it a night, Mike Kellogg is on the line with me, and is this not a familiar sound for those of you that have tuned in at midnight on WGNN or other Moody affiliates? Well, Mike, I'm sure that theme music is very familiar to you. You've been doing Music Through the Night for so many years. I think since 1982, you've been a part of the Moody Broadcasting Network for 42 years. I think you're 72 now, so that would mean around the age of 30, you began with the Moody Broadcasting Network. There's so much to share and say and convey. I know so many of our Great News Radio listeners have cherished their nighttime hours with you. You're very personal. You love dividing God's word, sharing devotional thoughts. I'm sure all day yesterday your ears were ringing as I had Phil Shepherd on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. He's cherished his many years with you. I think he said it seemed like about 25 years you've tag-teamed and helped various stations throughout the country raising funds. So thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, as of this Friday will be your last broadcast through Music Through the Night.
Right, that's correct. I tell you, we've had a wonderful, wonderful journey doing Music Through the Night. We have been at the Moody Bible Institute since 1972, and we started Music Through the Night a little more than 34 years ago, I think. Whatever it figures out to. I tell you, it's just wonderful to see what God did with the program. My former boss, when he heard that I was promoted to that job, he says, "I give you 5 years." And I didn't, you know, I wasn't intimidated at all by it because, you know, it was not something that I really wanted to do, but it was kind of exciting to try out. We had done a program called Continued Story Reading for many years. I'd been in charge of Stories of Great Christians and all the dramatic programs, any children's programs. That was something that either I started or came as a result of a long continued ministry of Moody programs. And it was just wonderful to do that. Music Through the Night was something that Wayne Shepherd, who was my direct supervisor then, and I sat down and kind of tried to figure out. We wanted something that was very similar to the music all night format that was so popular. I think Frederick McCormick was a late night host on secular stations, and he was just outstanding. He did poetry, he had classical music, he talked about people all the time. So it was a wonderful, wonderful ministry that kept going through Music Through the Night. We loved it in terms of what it did for people, and it did touch people. I said that there was a way to really make a program work. It's when you talk about the people you know and the books that you read. And I use literature a lot in the program. Stories was one of the big content pieces. You know, unless you stay up overnight, you never get to hear that kind of thing. Most management people never hear Music Through the Night, and that's okay because they're doing the job so sleeping so that they can work the next day. And we found that okay. But when you do listen, it's a friend. You know, you've heard that music for so many years, and the music has changed. You know, I get so many complaints now about rock and roll, but, you know, I think in the days that Music Through the Night actually started, they were saying that the White Sisters were rock and roll. So. gives you an idea how people's tastes are all different.
Well, I love how you deliver that message. You sit there with people one-on-one, and I love a quote that was recently said about you, that it's all about the message and not so much the messenger. And that's something that you've done faithfully these many years, is proclaim Jesus Christ and allowed him to be the focus, the attention grabber, the theme. The ministry moment was about his story, and as you recounted it through many different means, but you were always faithful to putting Christ first.
Well, you know, it's really hard to talk about yourself. I never felt comfortable doing that. I never felt comfortable promoting myself or saying, look, I'm available for this thing and this thing. And I've heard a lot of broadcasters do it. And I just said, that's nonsense, you know. If somebody needs me for something, I'll make myself available. But I certainly am not going to stand in line waiting for outside jobs. I loved what I did. I love my family. I remember once taking a test at Moody, and they determined if I had my choice, I'd rather be with my family all the time. But I do enjoy people. I love people. And so it lends itself to ideal ministry. And I've always, even when I was, I think I was about 39 years old, maybe a little older than that, when I first started doing music through the night, 49 maybe. And it was just amazing to see how I could talk on so many levels to different audiences, you know. And I think that was a gift that God gave to me, because if you were an old person, you would listen and you'd say, that guy's like me. Or if you were a teenager, and this guy really thinks like me, you know. And I was far from a teenager. But I could talk as a dad. I could talk as a father. I could talk as a husband. All the things that you do too, Mark, you know. In broadcasting, we make ourselves real to people. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in making friends, and it's a wonderful thing. Phil Shepherd, by the way, is one of my best friends. He and I have been together for a long time, and I hear you interviewed him yesterday.
Yes, yeah. In fact, he was not only singing you praises, but giving some of the background and all the achievements and the wonderful time and the things he's learned from you, along with some of the teaching you've done there on campus with dramatic reading and helping students kind of grasp the ministry that they can have if they're a part of broadcasting or drama or productions.
Or whatever.
And had so much to say, and I should point out, for those of you that weren't tuned in to one of our four frequencies yesterday, all the Mark and Friends programs, along with today's edition, are archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link. And, yeah, Phil Shepherd is a dear, dear friend and was just saying so many wonderful things about you.
Well, he is one of these people that is so loyal. He loves broadcasting. He loves broadcasters. He has a phenomenal memory, and that has helped me no end in my job with Music Through the Night, because memory is not one of my great things, but he has always helped me. Whenever we'd go to a venue that we'd been to before, he would be introducing me to friends that we hadn't seen for maybe 5 years before they got to me, so I would know who they are. It's just amazing, just amazing. Well, I'm going to tell you, the highlight of my life at the Moody Bible Institute was being with students and getting to know them. And I taught speech, and I taught radio announcing. I taught what they call oral interpretation, which is learning to use other people's words in communication. Because if you get confident in reading books in front of other people with the right inflection and the right message and the right balance, then you're going to be comfortable in your own private speech, in your public speaking. You'll be able to stand up with confidence and say what's on your heart.
My regret is 18 years ago when I started with Great News Radio, I wasn't sitting in many of those classes that you were teaching, because it would have helped me a long time ago.
Oh, Mark, you're one of the most articulate people that I know. I always prayed for your station. Now, I always say champagne, but it's not really champagne, is it?
Well, Champaign, Urbana, East Central Illinois, and with our expansion of 89.3, we pick up West Central Indiana. So we cover a large territory, but primarily Champaign, Urbana is kind of our headquarters.
Yeah, well, I was always proud of your creative ideas to support the station and to keep it on the air, because when you started, you didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
It was all about Mark and how Mark can do this and that. And I always got a kick out of the Tootsie Rolls that you left in restaurants. And,
yeah,
and that was one of the ways that you helped support the station. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great.
Yeah, God has certainly created many different ways for us to get the word out with our program guides in those displays at restaurants and other businesses. And
yeah,
just some other things we've done. And I want to refer back to, you mentioned how you've connected as a father and husband and dad, and you have 6 children, 17 grandchildren. I'm sure you want to do a shout-out for Nancy, who's been behind the scenes and yet I'm sure a prayer warrior for you these many years.
Well, my wife Nancy and I will be married nearly 50 years this year. Our anniversary is coming up in August, and it's just a real thrill. She wants me to take her tomorrow to Hawaii, but it'll be a little longer than that. We got to do it quickly. You know, our shelf life isn't all that long, so we got to take advantage of it. But I tell you, we're looking forward to that. Nancy has been a part of my life since college. We went to Cedarville College together and have 6 children. We have 17 grandchildren, and we have a set of twins, our own twins, Cindy and Robbie. And Robbie and his wife, Lydia, they gave birth to a set of twins, about 3 weeks ago. We're absolutely delighted. Identical twin girls, and just sweet, sweet girls.
Oh, congratulations. In case you're just tuning in, I have Mike Kellogg on the line. I like one of the storylines I saw as I was reading some articles, Moody Storyteller Calling It a Night. I thought that was kind of creative, as this Friday will be the last broadcast that you get to host through Music Through the Night. And yesterday, Phil Shepard and I talked about Kurt Goff, who will be coming in and doing some live call-ins and being available through that time.
You will absolutely love Kurt. Kurt is an absolutely wonderful communicator. The people who are listening see he's already on WMBI. We started him a little more than 2 months ago on the program, and he's done such a marvelous job. People love him already, and they say, who's the other guy? What was his name?
You know?
But it doesn't matter, because like I say, he's godly. He comes across as one of the most endearing people. And he talks to people on the phone. You'll hear real up-to-date things you never could hear with Music Through the Night. I always concentrated on the good news. I always felt that you hear enough of the bad news during the day, you didn't need to hear a lot of that at night. So it's going to be a totally different format, but I'm going to tell you, it is one of the sweetest and richest experiences that you'll have overnight for a long, long time.
Recently, the vice president of Moody, Colin Lambert, said, there will never be another Mike Kellogg. He is irreplaceable. What do you say in response to so many people that have said, Mike, the legacy that you've left, 40-plus years at the Moody Bible Institute, Music Through the Night, all your creative capacities, how do you kind of handle all the attention and the good wishes and the praises without kind of getting overly big-headed?
Well, I tell you, Music Through the Night has been around a long time. And Don Cole used to say to me, he says, Mike, when people start saying all these nice things about you, just remember this. When you go home, you're going to walk through the door, and the first thing your wife is going to say is, take out the garbage.
Yeah.
That's the other part of the life. You know, we're real people. We do things like everybody else. And we have certain responsibilities and accountabilities at home, and so those are things you have to think about, too.
Yeah.
Not all about being a celebrity, because I never, ever felt myself a celebrity. My kids, I remember Cindy was listening to the installation of Joe Stoll with me one day on the radio, and she said to me, Dad, is Joe Stoll famous? And I said, yeah, Joe Stoll is famous. And said, Daddy, are you famous? And I said, no, but a few people do know me.
Yeah. Well, you have had the good fortune or the blessing to see so many people touched by the broadcasts. And are there ones that come to mind that you're thinking, oh, that wasn't me at all. That was God thoroughly.
Well, I have to tell you, a lot of people have come to know Christ. Hmm. Many women, for example, who were being abused at home, you know, they had no source of how can all this be going on in my life? And all, they would hear the scripture from me, and it would give them a sense of peace and a sense of calm. Isaiah 32:17 says, "In the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever." And those were the kinds of things that people got as they listened to the program. Ladies, as they listened to the program, people who were feeling hurt, people who were feeling like, you know, I just don't know how I can get through this. You know, if one more thing happens to me, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And I would remind them, you know, that God is sovereign, and God's sovereignty is our sanity. You know, and that's something that every single one of us need to remember. There is no testing taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who shall with the testing or temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Dividing God's word, sharing inspirational stories, encouraging the listener, talking to each one of us one-on-one. Isn't that somewhat the beauty of radio, is you can communicate a message and everyone can hear it and say, Mike is talking to me, or that announcer is speaking something from God to me.
Stoll used to get really upset with me because I didn't give my name enough. And I would say, Joe, I don't have to give my name, do I? He says, well, I want them to know what station they're listening to.
Yeah, I'm sure you've worked for a number of people. In fact, Phil yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends cited, I think, five presidents going dating back to Dr. Sweeting that you've been under.
Right. It has been a joy. And Dr. Culbertson, who was the president just before I came, he died of cancer just before I got there, but he was a wonderful, wonderful, godly man and served God for many years. You know, what's interesting about radio is that churches and the titles of churches tend to divide people, but Christian radio brings us all together. Mm. And you can be a charismatic or a Methodist or a Baptist or a Roman Catholic. And now, that doesn't mean that all of our doctrine is the same, because it's not, you know, and we're very different in certain areas. But suddenly, the core person of the gospel is Jesus Christ, and it's Jesus Christ that is made absolutely the center of our message.
Yeah, and it's who we proclaim and passionately serve and have the privilege, being in broadcasting myself, that we get to have that announced and shared with our listeners 24 hours a day, never trying to replace the church, but coming alongside the church, providing teaching and preaching and inspirational thoughts and scripture readings when the pastor's not available, or, for instance, with you, through the night, so that listener laying in bed can relax and
doesn't
take
in. Doesn't have to call a pastor at night to get through a problem. He has the Word of God.
And the blessing, being commercial-free, we don't have to keep them awake. In fact, I tell many people, tune in for music through the night, because we don't have to have advertisements to sell you something. Mike can soothe you back to sleep or give a devotional thought that'll give you peace of mind and then go right back to sleep.
Well, I have a lot of people who call on Mr. Kellogg. I listen to you all the time. Used to have a real problem with insomnia, but once I started tuning into you, I fall asleep right away.
Yes.
I said, that's my ministry, you know, putting people to bed every night.
Well, I'm also thinking, when we started formulating Great News Radio and formed our board and incorporated back in 1995, I came up to the Moody Broadcasting Network and met with Phil Shepard for the first time and Bob Neff. Remember our gem of a friend, Bob Neff? He's the vice president of broadcasting. And Dr. Bruce Dunn, who was a radio broadcaster and somebody that said, go up and meet with Bob. Yep. That's how it all started. And I think I may have met you that weekend or when we went on the air April 7th of 1996. That was Easter Sunday. That was our first broadcast, but we came up and recorded that with Phil. So we've loved our affiliation with the Moody Broadcasting Network and with you and Phil and so many friends up there.
Well, I will continue broadcasting for Moody through one of the programs, and I'm not sure you take it, but Today in the Word will continue. It's a great one.
Well, Mike, we wish you and Nancy, your 6 children, 17 grandchildren. I know your 6 children are grown now, and your 17 grandchildren will keep you hopping. And we just appreciate how you've served the Lord these many years and your faithfulness to helping so many stations, not just our station, but you and Phil and others have traveled around the country and have raised needed funds for so many stations. Most of us are 100% listener supported, so you've been real integral in our ministry work.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. Totally of God.
Yeah. To God be the glory. And thank you, Mike, for being his vehicle, his channel, his bridge, his ambassador to help so many of us at night and through your ministry moments during the day. And even just some of the other radio spots you've done during Christmas time and throughout the year that just help the listeners focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and the good news message that God loves each and every one of us.
Well, thank you, Mark, for spending a little time with me, and hopefully I didn't get in the way of somebody's responsibilities today.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and we know you love Applebee's, so I don't know, maybe I can encourage a few of our listeners if they want to give Mike a little going-away gift, a gift card to Applebee's.
Please, no.
I could forward those on to you. So, well, thank you, Mike.
Appreciate you, Mark. Glad things are going well for you.
Yeah, God is, he's surprising me in new ways I never imagined.
That's good.
So,
well, God bless.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.